Welcome, everyone. Today, I'm joined by Brenna Nath, our Managing Editor of HW Plus and Events, to talk about HousingWire Annual, which is now available on demand. Brenna, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Sarah. It's always a pleasure to be here.
It is great to have you on, especially to talk about something that's near and dear to both of our hearts, which is HousingWire Annual.
Such a great topic, but I am biased in this, but only because I know it's packed with such good content and insights and the wording that we often use here at HousingWire, which was career-making insights. And so excited to just kind of bring that all into a digital format so everyone can get it at home or on their commute or anywhere they kind of want to listen to content and absorb.
Yes. So we had so many people ask, you know, I wasn't able to get there, but I really want to, you know, are you going to have it on demand? And now the answer is it's there. You can go and find all of the sessions, and we're going to talk through some of them because, you know, some we'd like to highlight, but all of them are really interesting. So let's jump in and let's start with the Marketing Leaders Success Summit, which was something we did new this year.
Yeah. I probably do want to take one quick step back and caveat in a positive way about these on-demand sessions. They are available only to our HW Plus member community. That said, I think it's a community you should join, and it's a great place, but would hate to steer people wrong and them go on there and realize they can't get to any of it. It's our HW Plus membership audience. We consider it an amazing benefit and exclusive perk to members, and it's something that we continuously do. So for this HousingWire Annual, when you go into the future for some of maybe our like housing market updates with Logan that we do, or some of our other virtual events, it is common for us to put things into an on-demand format for HW Plus members. So whether you sign up for just this and you get access to more, or you just want this and there's enough content here really to last you quite a while, especially to maximize your time, just know that when you go check it out, you'll hit that HW Plus membership block. Feel free to join and then start adding these to your on-demand playlist so you can get a watch there. But wanted to make sure I flagged that a little bit.
No, that's a great caveat, but truthfully, I mean, this all of these sessions are so worth it. So I'm glad that we're offering that to our members and hope people join. So when we talk about the Marketing Leaders Success Summit, it really harkens back to something that you and I started a long time ago or were a part of, which was our Engage Marketing events.
Which is so interesting and fascinating to think about. A fun side story is I think HousingWire is subtly famous for having soft shirts. I'd like to think it's an extra claim to fame that we have some of the best, softest t-shirts out there. And the marketing leaders and our Engage Marketing shirts are some of our oldest shirts that a lot of our community has on. So every now and then, Sarah and I might be on a call and you'll see someone with the red, like game on, I think is what it says, shirt, play to win shirts that people have on, which is a lot of fun. Just knowing that it goes really all the way back to the Engage Marketing days. And we even pivoted into virtual for a bit for when COVID hit and everything virtual. But the heart behind it, and Sarah, you were really a content generator at that time too, was to capitalize on this idea. And for those marketers who are listening in, marketers often are the pipeline fillers, the strategic thinkers, the people who have to pivot and realign and adjust. 1 year, the big phrase that we used was agile marketing. I mean, things are changing so fast in this industry. We talk about it often. We write about it often, but with every single piece of content we put out, there's the chain reaction that means there's a marketing person there who's having to say, okay, now that the market's doing this, how do we get more leads? Or how do we fuel our pipeline? How do I equip our sales managers with the information they need? Is our brand on point for what's happening right now? And so that's been a theme in the past. And then even this year, I think a huge topic of conversations for strategic marketers has been what happens with M&A activity. What happens with, we've watched quite a few rebrands. We've had quite a few companies. You look at somewhere like Anywhere Real Estate that previously was Realogy. So those companies that have really just rebranded over the last year. And that's what I think we're excited about, to see what is unique that marketers need to know this year. And also looking at the past and how so often they've been the backbone of change for this industry.
And really, you know, so right now, if you're an LO, if you're a real estate agent, you are the marketing team in many ways. I mean, depending on the kind of company you work for, even if they have a marketing team, there's still so much marketing that the on the ground people do that we've really felt like the reason we started Engage Marketing was like there wasn't a place for those people to really get a lot of there are a lot of marketing conferences. There were no mortgage marketing conferences or real estate marketing conferences that were where they could talk together. So we took that concept. We decided to have a whole section of our Housing Wire annual to be on Marketing Leaders Success Summit, because we're like, of all the years, this is the year that we need desperately need marketing to lead, you know, lead the whole company in success, getting those consumers first, you know, making sure you have leads, like you said, pipelines. So, you know, the one that stands out to me, of course, is the fact that we had this amazing keynote speaker, Tamsin Webster. And I've been to a lot of keynotes, and she just makes you think. Like, she was really doing the psychology of inaction. And it really, it was impactful to me.
A huge, just to kind of summarize her, is she really into, like, her red thread is her story that she digs into during this keynote. I'd highly recommend everyone listening. I'm a big fan of like the TED Talk world. If you go listen, the whole thing's only about 30 minutes, I would say. And in that, she takes this concept of how do you create a moment of truth in your audience's mind, which basically, to what Sarah just said, is a realization that makes inaction impossible. You really want to strike a chord, strike a nerve with your audience so they create change. And then she takes that structure to create both like a logical and emotional change to create long-term change. And that's something that I think our industry is constantly trying to do. We all, at the end of the day, often have the same goal, get a borrower into a home. We want to create action for them. We want to help empower different parts of the housing market vertical that we touch. Maybe we don't all deal with the direct end consumer, but maybe you deal with a wholesale broker. Maybe you deal with a title agent. Maybe you deal with someone who is also then the next line to the borrower. How can you help create a marketing plan that in the long term is creating action, which is so important right now?
I love it. And she was just dynamic. She's a small woman, but she just like her energy just fills the stage, you know?
Oh, it's so true. It's so true. And so she kicked off the day so well. I'd highly recommend starting off with her session. And I personally, I think Sarah and I, we have these all in video form. I'm also team put it on in like as a podcast form, because you really just need the audio for a lot of these things. So put it on, listen to her in the background as you go about your day. And she's a good one. Just kind of equip yourself with as you're making your marketing plan. And that sets the pace and sets the tone for a lot of these other sessions.
Absolutely. And the next session was 1+1=3, the marketing strategy of M&A, which you referenced. Really, we've got some rock stars on that panel.
I'd highlight, I think Christy Mindell was the, she's the executive vice president of Marketing Champions and Funding. She was the moderator in this. During Housing Wire Annual, we had the opportunity, exciting opportunity, to bring in a lot of external moderators for our sessions. What that means is they have direct insight into what's going on. Their questions are the questions that you really need to know. So they're asking the questions that you would be asking as someone who's also in the insider. Not that we wouldn't, but they bring such a fun, unique, informative angle to the conversation. And so Christy is the person who moderated that. But then you also have someone like Karen Starnes, who's the CMO at Ojo. You have Bijoy John, who's the SVP of marketing at New Res. Jim, who's the SVP of Archimai. And all three of these players know firsthand what it's like to go through a merger and an acquisition. What does that mean for your company? A good line that someone said the other day is like, how do you need to communicate that internally? What are the questions that your team is asking? How do you put this into your marketing plan? Another good question I think she asked that day, which is such a unique one that I think marketers have to deal with, is what is the turn time between you telling people internally and you telling people externally? Because your marketing team has to have an external marketing plan. Do you let your team know a week in advance? Is that too much of a lead notice and a lead time for the news to get out before you want it to get out? So how do you even delicately balance the internal conversation to the external conversation, since it's such a, one word might be sensitive, but also just a lot of questions will come about with that. So how do you navigate that conversation or communication plan?
I love that. And we know right now this is key, because we have lots of companies being acquired or acquiring other companies. So I think it was a chance to really hear from people who've done it and what their best advice is, which is, you know, what we're always trying to do is like, our goal is always to provide a lot of value. And speaking of which, our next Our next panel is how I earned 100K followers and other social media lessons. This was so much fun. These are some of the people that we've talked to for a couple of years now. Haley Parker has been part, and Chelsea Beats have both been part of our events since we started our first Engage Marketing. And that's because they just do a fantastic job on social. And they were joined by Arjun Dindra, who's the sales and business development at All Western Mortgage, and Doug Wilbur, the CEO of Denim Social. So this was a knockout session.
If you want some quick, actionable insights on what you need to know when it comes to social media and Instagram, so all four of these have amazing followers and insights. And then Chelsea Peets, if you go follow her on Instagram, she has some really good knowledge-based tips for the person who's trying to get on social media. So I'd highly recommend going and giving her a follow. That way you could learn, you know, what do you actually need to know about posting a reel? What do you actually need to know when it comes to this content and captions? And so she has a lot of quick hits that you can digest in order for you to then, yes, these people have 100K followers together combined, but then how do you also grow your social media platform and how do you build a brand and a presence? And she's such a great person who also puts that type of content onto her feed.
And I think Arjun is somebody who we've had before too. And it's because it's really actionable. It's like, this is how I did it. Like, these are people who have actually done it and they can walk you through, this is how you should do it and or how you can do it. And just really fun and also very, very timely as people are looking to figure out how to grow their social media presence.
And then I know the day wrapped with one of our own who moderated, Karen Karras, who's our Vice President of Growth here at HW Media. She led an amazing panel on the future of marketing. That's a theme that you'll see throughout Housing Wire Annual, All Things Housing, is we don't just want to be a place that takes a look back. We really want to be a place that shows you what you need to know for the future. And that's what this panel addresses and answers. You have an amazing group of people here from LenderPrice, EscrowTab, ICE Mortgage Technology, Realty One Group. These four people can speak to really all things housing, real estate, lending, these verticals to show you what do you need to take away in order to move forward. And I think Karen led such an engaging conversation there around what do we walk away with? We had a whole day of sessions here. Hopefully by this time, maybe you've listened to all of them on demand and you're wrapping up with the future of marketing. And that gives you a good roadmap to move forward.
I love it. We're very intentional about the kind of content that we do. And you, Brenna, were very instrumental in the content of this entire event, but especially this marketing. And I think you just did a great job. So another amazing panel is people should do. And then we went from, you know, the Marketing Leader Success Summit into the Women of Influence section of our event. And you and I talked about that last week and maybe even the week before as it was happening, because we were so excited to have all these amazing women come in. And it was such a really good time. So the first thing was I did a fireside chat with Marianne McGarry. She's the CEO of Guild Mortgage and just a really generous person when it comes to sharing her story and what worked for her. And as we mentioned last week, she's been in the business for like 40 years. And when she started out, the kind of things that she had to put up with and work through, pretty amazing and just kicked butt. I mean, she's just such a boss. And at the same time, very collaborative and has really built up a team of people who have been with her for decades. There's room for new people to come in and show their thing, but there are also people who just have made their whole careers with Guild. So it was really fascinating to talk to her about leadership and what she looks for and how she leads other leaders so that they can lead and how she pays that forward and what she's seen in her at Guild. So it was, I know I was the one doing the asking, but I felt like it was such a great session because of her answers.
An amazing person and very humble person to spotlight in a Q&A. And as Sarah mentioned, I'd be sad to not pitch how you, all our listeners, could also join this community. Sarah mentioned that, like, yes, I build the content, but I build the content because we have an amazing community here. I think Clayton even said this at Housing Wire Annual, that if you guys are sitting here listening and you have a story to tell, I love to hear stories. I think that's what makes this industry that's maybe not just this industry. That's what changes the narrative for other people to be successful. It's having vulnerable, open, and authentic conversations, not just about look at why I'm so great and look at how this thing that I do solves everything, but it's here are the raw and real challenges that we had to overcome. And here's how I came together and kind of grew out of it. And that's exactly what this fireside chat with Marianne McGarry was. It was her. Yeah, she's at this, such an amazing place of authority, but she shares that roadmap on what it took for her to get there. And while we don't profess to have it all together. I think if you hear enough stories, one of them is going to stand out and resonate with you to stick with. And so if you have a great story, if you're a leader at your company, that's the type of stories that we like to hear. I'm always open to just grabbing a cup of coffee virtually to hear kind of what makes your kind of growth trajectory unique. And would love to fit more people into this content. I had to say that because I want to get them in the door.
I love that shout out. And so many of these people are people we've reached out to. They might be our HW Plus members. We know them because we've interviewed them before. They have been on other virtual events, and we're always actually listening to other people's virtual events, their webinars, their podcasts to find great speakers. So reach out. We love meeting new people.
Which is the story I'll kind of maybe just combine these next two into one, because I think they're great and along the same topics. We were able to get an amazing group of women to dive into two key themes on the Women of Influence Forum. One of them was how to find and maintain a mentor or a mentee. And the other one was the good, the bad, and the things we need to talk about, a real conversation on work-life balance. Haley Parker, who was sitting at Roommate the Joke, that's her pet peeve saying, because it doesn't exist. And that's exactly what the women in that panel go into, diving into. And those conversations go together, right? I think a lot of people are passionate about having a mentee or being a mentor or finding a mentor. That's a whole nother thing that you have to balance in an identity. You have an identity, I'm sure, of a maybe a boss, an identity of being a worker, identity of being a spouse, an identity of being a parent. And then you're adding in this extra identity of, I also want to be a mentor. How do you balance all of that? And so both of these panels are great to see. How do these leaders find harmony in their lives to do the things they're passionate about? And spoiler alert, oftentimes they struggle with it. So it lets you kind of get insight into that.
I agree. And I think that in the how to find and maintain a mentor, we really dug deep into, because all of these ladies, so we had Debbie Hoffman from Western Union, Laura Escobar, the president of Lennar Mortgage, Ken Lanham, who's at Digital Risk. And we really dug into like how to do this. For instance, if you're someone's boss, are you the best person to be their mentor? There's some challenges there, and there's some things that maybe to think about before you do that. Or how do you say no to somebody who wants to be mentored by you? What sort of things do you look for if you're going to take them on? And Laura especially she said she's really picky about bringing on a mentor, a mentee, and she will kind of give them some hard things at the beginning to see kind of like, you know, are they committed to this as well? Because her time is valuable and they're going to get a lot out of it, but she needs to know that they're also a good fit and they're serious. So I think that was a really good one with really practical advice. And then the real conversation around work-life balance, I mean, I got more comments about that through the rest of the conference than anything else, because these women were so real and it's something that we can all relate to. And I just really appreciated them. So we had Carrie Gusmus, the president and CEO of Aslan Home Lending, AJ Barkley, who's head of neighborhood and community lending at Bank of America, Charmaine Brown, the vice president of diversity, equity, and inclusion at Finance of America, Courtney Graham, the chief marketing officer and chief people officer at Princeton Mortgage, and Delilah Ramos, the founder of Love and Tacos Media. And what a delight it was to hear them.
The questions they addressed, which I think we kind of went over last week too, was, you know, one, do you even have it? Two, are you happy in your role? Two, what are some of the sacrifices that you've had to make? Those are huge questions and narratives in the conversations, which does feed well into, I'll tease us or lead us into the final session of the Women of Influence Forum, which is my passion, a session that I put Sarah, our editor-in-chief, and Clay and Collins, our CEO at HW Media, into this panel, because I've been able to watch them as a duo lead a company from an executive standpoint. And how do you navigate that? How do you grow other people in the company? How do you grow more women in the company? So the title of that panel is Making Your Stats a Reality. I've read different articles over the years that basically say there is so much power in having diversity of thought in your C-suite. Right now, there are a lot of C-suites out there that are just males. And I think diversity encompasses so much more than just women in it. But how do you take a step away and not just have a panel of or a C-suite of males? And how do you grow it? And what does it mean to be a female in the C-suite? How do you use that to grow other women, to support women? They dive into how they've had conversations around benefits. They've dove into conversations about Hillary Saunders, who's the chief broker officer and the co-founder at Side, and then Shayna Arrington, who's the chief compliance officer at The Money Source. Both of them started women forum groups at their own company in order to create a space for those conversations. So it's talking about them. And then I invited one of their allies in the C-suite into the conversation. So for Hillary, you have Ed Wu, who's the CTO at Side. And then for Shayna, you have Rick Toma, who's the chief operating officer at the Money Source. And I've been able to see firsthand, this goes back to community and engaging with this community, how these two duos in each of these C-suites have worked together to challenge each other, to be a space to brainstorm with each other, to be a space to support each other. I think allyship is a word that has so many different action items behind it. And I think one of those is having someone there when you present an idea in the C-suite, someone there to say, hey, yes, I support you. And this is why this is important. This is how I also back that up. And in the C-suite specifically, I think that's huge. To listen in on how these women and just people are navigating that conversation. And I've invited Sarah and Clayton into that so they could give their thoughts as well.
It was a really fun panel. And I think that it's encouraging for me just to hear like Ed Wu and Hillary Saunders just talking about how they're both co-founders of Side. And just talking about how they came to that, why they both thought that was a great idea. They didn't know each other before that. But like Ed Wu knew of Hillary Saunders, some of her background and how that all came together. Super interesting. And just the synergy that you can see between these two people. And I would say the same thing with Shayna and Rick. Like these are people who've worked at different parts of that company and now chief operating officer and chief compliance officer. And just the what happens when they're together is better than when they're apart. And I feel the same way about Clayton. He's been huge as a person who's really helped me gain in my career. He's given me a lot of responsibility when he came in, when he bought the Housing Wire in 2016 with a group of investors. And just working alongside him and seeing him work alongside you, along Karen, along Jennifer, along the other people that are leaders in our company who are female and male, and just how that works together. And I think seeing two people do that up on stage, seeing these four panelists that we had is more powerful than anything else because you see it. You're like, these are people who make each other better and make their companies better.
I love that you're sharing that same passion, Sarah, because I know this is not the first time you and I have had this conversation, just on the importance of developing others. And I think there's a lot of takeaways in there that I know Sarah and I have been saying it's the Women of Influence Forum, the Marketing Leaders Success Summit. I would highly emphasize that just because you're not in marketing, just because you're not a female, does not mean that you have like, oh, not applicable to you. I think there's so many great insights in there that apply to everyone. Everyone should get a mentor. Everyone should learn how to grow or learn their brand, especially in housing. I would say don't please take everything we're saying as a reason to be like, oh, this doesn't really apply to me. There's so many great nuggets in there that Sarah and I only, I think, lightly touched the surface on that the content, I think it's about, I think you'd get about 8 podcast episodes, 30 minutes each to listen to that you can add one a day type thing. But Sarah, I'm so glad that you kind of touched on those parts of the making stats a reality.
Oh no, I loved it. And you know, we're just about out of time. So we're going to tackle part 2 next week of Tuesday and Wednesday, because we only scratched the surface of this amazing event. And I hope that people, like you said, just again, this is your opportunity to hear from some of the biggest leaders in the space. So Brenda, thanks for being on.
Of course. It's always a pleasure chatting with you, Sarah.
How have the 2022 housing market forecasts changed? Or how is the industry navigating the shift to a purchase-driven market? HousingWire's premium content program, HW Plus, answers questions like these and offers a variety of member-exclusive benefits that are tailored to what you need to stay competitive and agile in today's fast-paced market. Go to housingwire.com/membership to join today. With your HW Plus membership, you get access to longer-form digital content, the Housing Wire magazine, member exclusive rates to in-person events like Housing Wire Annual, and more.
Thanks for listening to Housing Wire Daily. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to take a minute to rate the show and leave a comment. And make sure to tune in tomorrow for more news and insight.